Online Podcast 115. Hello, welcome to Online Podcast 短短的短短, welcome. This is John Ong. You're listening to Online Podcast, as I said. I am a Malaysian-born Chinese. If you're new to my podcast, I'm a Malaysian-born Chinese, meaning I'm ethnically Chinese but was born in Malaysia. And of course, now I live in the United States. I also happen to be gay. And so how minority can my voice be, you know, being a Malaysian-born Chinese living in the United States and I'm also gay? Welcome back for those of you who have been listening for a while. I haven't really posted a live show for a while, so now it would be nice for me to be back in the studio. I have a new setup and, I'm recording with a new toy that I just got, GarageBand 3. And so far I'm liking it. I haven't really had a way to do it without a lot of delay, because I have a microphone. I have a microphone that goes through a. Well, you probably don't care. I just go through a whole lot of stuff, and so I have some delay. So I couldn't stand that. So I have to do. I have to do it differently. So I couldn't get to play with the GarageBand 3. Toys like the nature sounds and the radio sound a whole lot. I may actually go back and do some sound effects later on just for fun. So what's up with me? I came back from North Carolina, and I get to have dinner with Senator Edwards and Elizabeth, and they were both really nice people, very down to earth, and it's just quite fun to be with people, a presidential nominee sitting right in front of you and having dinner. And of course, I had shrimp and grits. Oh my gosh, I tell you, I think Chinese, I'm just a foodie, you know, I just love food. But for Chinese people, there's a lot of stuff from the South that is very similar to Chinese food. So, I don't know, for some reason, I love grits and I love shrimp. And this is like shrimp with, I think, bacon and mushroom on top of a bed of grits. Oh my gosh, it's to die for. So I had to get that. I may post a picture or two from that trip, at least the one of me with Senator Edwards. And of course, it was very nice. And it's kind of surreal to have him be sitting in front of us. And of course, he's so down to earth. He's very good looking, though. He's very good looking. He's very tan. And he has that star quality, you know. And oh, another person that has the star quality when I see in person, not Madge though. I mean, not that Madge doesn't look good. It's just that there are certain people, when you look at them on the picture and when you look at them in real person, and the real person has this, I know, it's just have, Madge was in, well, not incognito, but Madge was totally dressed down, so she wasn't in full-blown costume, so I didn't get to feel that aura from her. But anyway, going back to Senator Edwards, he has that star quality. And another person that I met and saw at the Podcaster Con 2006 at North Carolina, Chapel Hill, was that Lipson guy, Dave something. He's very good-looking, and he's very tall, and he has this orange, bright orange hair. And I'm sorry, I snap when I swallow a whole lot. I'm gonna take a sip of drink. Excuse me. Anyway, so another person that has that really star quality is that Dave guy from Lipson. Which I love Lipson for whatever they're doing. I hope that they keep getting better and make money so that I have a place for me to host my audio file, because I just haven't found a good place to put my stuff besides Lipson. Oh, by the way, And if you're a new budding podcaster and if you want to host your media files on somewhere where you can get a lot of space put, or, you know, I have a 525 megabyte plan, which is, I think, $20. And every month you get to put 525 megs of files there. And I'm talking about every month. It's not something that you don't only have 525, but you have a whole lot more. You have every month you have 525 and it refreshes. Anyway, you're probably not interested. If you are, please go to my website at onlinepodcast.com, and then scroll down on the right hand side. There's a Libsyn link. Use that link because it benefits me, because I think after you sign up for like a month or two or three, I actually get like 50% some bucks. Anyway, and another way of supporting my show is to go to podcastersunite.com to check out the t-shirts. I know I keep forgetting to promote my own website. I just forgot. It's a very cool we designed t-shirt, my brother and I designed t-shirt that is podcasting themed, and you can go check out cool t-shirts, and have several of my listeners already purchased those t-shirts. And if you want to do the same, you can go over to podcastersunite.com. Now, if you are a podcaster yourself, and if you want to make a few bucks, and you know how those Google ads, you might have Google ads for months and you get like 50 cents, right? If you send one person or yourself come to the website and purchase one of our t-shirts, we only have one right now because we have a lot of ideas coming up, but if we don't have enough money, we can't do it. So come to my site, and if you are a podcaster yourself, put in a podcast of your choice, a URL, and provided that the URL points to a website, a podcast that has a donation link, I will donate $1 for you. So each t-shirt, you get $1 for referring your listeners to purchase from my website and just have them put in your URL. Okay, enough commercial. But that's, you know, that's my own company, blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's move on. I have several things that, since I haven't done a live show, I call this live show. My nose is all stopped up, and that's why I sound like I have a cold or something. They all blocked. So I didn't have a lot of opportunity to respond to some of your emails and questions. So I am going to try to do it now. If I've forgotten something that you have mentioned before, please re-email me again, because it's been, oh gosh, a long while. And of course, a lot of you responded with the video that I posted, because I really was almost late. My flight was like 9 something, and then it was like almost 8:30 when I got to the parking lot, and I have to take a shuttle to the terminal. So anyway, you've seen the video. If you haven't seen the video, please go back and check that out. Go to onlinepodcast.com and check it out. So I want to respond to a voicemail message coming from this listener. And I don't know what his name is because he didn't leave a name. But what he said was that he's unable to play my video using iTunes. And you're not the first person telling me that. I don't know what I'm doing wrong or differently. It seems like if you're using a PC, you will probably sometimes have problem, and I don't know why. And I kind of like the format that that is the best format that I can do for the iPod. So I don't know. I really don't know. But if you have any idea as to how I can recompress my file or something, still using H.264 so that it will play back nicely on iPods, let me know. And I think Michael... Oh, at the PodcasterCon... Oh, gosh, I'm so stuffed up. Sorry. At the PodcasterCon, I met this cool guy named... why do I hear my echo? Hello? Meh. I met this cool guy named Mike Carino. Is that how you say his last name? Oh my gosh, Mike Carino. I think so. Anyway, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike. And also Margie. Husband and wife, very cool. And we've been, you know, corresponding quite a bit. And where was I going? What was I going with that? Oh, yeah, I met him at PodcasterCon, and I don't know why I'm going with that, and I need to scratch my ear. Oh, sorry. Oh, gosh. I got this thing for Christmas. I was almost going to say Halloween. I got this headphone for Christmas from Bruce. From my partner, Bruce. And it's an in-ear, it's a Shure in-ear E3C headphones. It's very good. I really like it. It's really in-ear, so it's really inside my ear. That's why I need to scratch my ear and have to pull it out. I'm scratching my right ear right now. So, oh, how interesting. I forgot what I was going to say with the Mike Carino guy, though. I forgot. Oh, ouch. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. He said that he has the same problem. Also, he gets some error while trying to play back my movie. So, Mike Carino, if you know what is the issue and what the problem is, if it's something that I can do, please let me know. And any of you out there who knows, any one of you out there who knows what I'm doing wrong that is causing the error on the computer. I also want to find out, though, is there any non-Mac listeners out there and also viewers of my video podcast, can you let me know if all of you are having problems or is it just a small handful of people having issues watching my video podcast? Can you please go to my website, onlinepodcast.com? Go to onlinepodcast.com and leave me a message down there or call my comment line 206-888-JOHN and will you then send me a feedback, okay? Let me know either through my voicemail or the comment on my website. Oh, I also was reminded that I have to not forget to tell you that what my email is, because I have a listener who wrote in and said that don't forget to say your email because he wanted to respond to me and was waiting for me to say my email on my show and I never did. So I'm sorry about that. I will say that now. My email is online, O-N-G-L-I-N-E, ongline at gmail.com. So if you have any comment or any suggestion about how to fix the audio problem, please let me know also. And, okay, I'm going to try to move on to other topic also right now. I wanted to talk about, somebody sent me an email about the immigration, the whole immigration law, that we're facing right now for, binational couples. And you can witness this live with Willing Warrior. Brad from Chile, willingwarrior.com. I don't know. He sometimes listens to the show. So you can actually watch it's so heartbreaking, you know? I can see the pain in his eyes. I can see, and it's a video podcast, so it's very good. Go check out willingwarrior.com. You can see his pain when he talks about his partner having immigration issue, his boyfriend having immigration issues, and his boyfriend is just doesn't want to stay here, live here in America because there's no rights for gay people. It's just, why do you have to go to a foreign country where they will treat you like shit while you can stay in your home country and be happy? And that have come through my head so many times. And of course, after I have a partner, it's a whole different deal now. I have to stay here because my partner is here. And it's sort of the other way around for Brad in Chile. And so you can go witness his pain. And I can just see his pain as poor Brad. He's so hurt and he's so touched by his boyfriend's willingness and also sacrifice so that they can be together. And his boyfriend has to go through all this immigration nuisance. If you don't know what I'm talking about if you are in America or if you're outside of America, There is our immigration law in the United States does not protect or cover same-sex couple, meaning if you are in a relationship for 5 years and all of a sudden you have to leave the country because, let's say, the company that you work for went out of business or something, and you don't no longer have a company supporting you, applying you for this H-1B visa, you have to pack and go home. Even though if you have a partner of 5 years, there's no way your partner can do anything for you. Not only that, the latest law that's been passed, immigration law, says that if you are harboring illegal immigrants, harboring including, you know, if they live with you, if you are, you know, live in the same home, and then you know that now your partner is illegal, but you still did not report them or send them back to their home country, you are considering harboring your an illegal alien. And it is now, just recently passed, that you will go to jail for that. It's not only you don't get, not only get fined or whatever, you get put into jail. So it is something that is really, really bad for a binational same-sex couple. So that was the issue that the person wrote into and talked about. And of course, there's this Uniting American Families Act or something like that. Don't quite remember. It's pretty much a Uniting American Families Act, something like that. That with that passed, that is a new act that we are proposing. Of course, you know, you want to support this and let the legislators know that you want to support that. You can actually put, we just put the term in to the law saying that same-sex couple can actually apply for a green card for their partners. And of course, you would say, you would argue that, oh, then it would be too easy for the, terrorists to utilize that. No, it's actually harder because terrorists can easily get married with other people too. And we have to go through the same, interrogation. Is that what you call? They have to investigate the case. The immigration people have to investigate the case to see if you're actually really a couple, just like real, like married couple. And so, no, it is the same. There's nothing is different. And to respond to the comment, I don't know if the person listens to my show anymore, but if you do, he wrote in and say, give us a suggestion. You know, how do you solve the immigration problem? Now, there are two parts to that. For me personally, is the part that I would like to touch on is actually how the one part is how do you write the immigration law? That's a whole separate thing, right? How do you control the illegal immigrants? That is one part. The second part that I can give you a concrete input on is we need to make sure that we have protection for same-sex couple. And then no matter how strict the law is, the same-sex couple are not neglected. Like, let's say if we go with this recently passed law, fine, which is if you're caught harboring illegal immigrants, you get to, you know, go to jail. But if, let's say, the Uniting American Families Act is passed, I hope I'm telling you the right thing, then you can, the right name of the act, then if that is passed, then there is a term in there that would protect our same-sex couple. And I'm going to the website. It protects the same-sex couple. So it doesn't make us harboring. Oh, what is it called? Then we are not harboring illegal immigrants, because if the law states that we can actually apply green card for our partners, then we don't have to be in the same group as other illegal immigrants. Regardless of what you think of our immigration law should be, for me personally, first of all, what we have to do is to actually put our names, put our same-sex couple down in the law, make sure that we have the equal same rights as our heterosexual counterparts. So that is the most important thing. So if you want to learn more about immigration equality, please go to immigrationequality.org and you'll be able to find about the Uniting American Families Act. I've been telling you the wrong thing. I don't know. Anyway, so that's that. So we need to first off all work on that first. So my solution to you is go on with the immigration law that we're carrying on right now. Just go back and put in the same-sex couple protection, and then you are not putting us under the same umbrella as a terrorist or as a illegal immigrant that just, you know, come sneak into the country. They are here, they worked, and then, or they come to school, and then they fell in love, and they, you know, you either have to choose love or choose risking to be a harbor of any, you know, harboring the illegal immigrants. So that is really stupid. I think as such a progressive country used to be, we should really do something. And, you know, I call outside of the country a whole lot too, so I probably get spied on too. Oh, that's a whole other issue also. I also want to, so that would be my answer and respond to that. And I know it was probably like maybe a month ago that the person commented on my website. So I just now responding to it. I'm sorry. And also, I was so frustrated just within the last few weeks. I realize that we are, I usually don't get that political. You know, I have a whole spectrum of political stuff that I talk about, and something that is entirely non-political. I talk about food and all that crap, my culture, remind me about Chinese New Year that's coming up too. But anyway, I want to go back to talk to you about how the government are talking to us, the people. Now, of course, don't come to me because I don't have the right to vote yet. I'm still a permanent resident. I'm not a citizen yet, so therefore I cannot vote. So this is what the government always use. And I think I've seen it mostly. I have only remember seeing it from the Republican Party. I rarely recall, maybe it's because I'm biased, or maybe it's just a politician thing. They tell you, there's a speaking point, right? They tell you something, and of course, I've heard it from the Republican parties, but I'm sure it happens in the other parties as well. This is what they tell you. The American people understand that. The American people know about it. The American people understand that we need to do certain kind of spying so that we can, you know, collect information. Therefore, we can stop terrorism. Stop frightening us, you know. Stop throw fear in front of our face already. And if you are one of those people who are afraid of whenever there's a word terrorist comes out and you are like, oh, I'm afraid, and therefore I'm going to say whatever the government, asked me to say. I'm going to think whatever the government asked me to think. You should snap out of it. I think you should wake up. I should play some sound effect right now. Like right now. You should snap out of it. You should think for yourself. You shouldn't let the government, and you shouldn't let anyone think for you. It doesn't matter whether it's the Democratic Party or whether or not it's the Republican Party or whether or not it's whatever political party. You have to think for yourself. So don't be... I know that 9/11 hit and everybody just becomes so fearful, and therefore a lot of people, not the Republican Party per se, it's just that really extreme evil people are making use of the name Republican to conservatives to, and you know, I know a lot of conservatives, I know a lot of Republicans, and they're not all that evil. You know, they are just a smidgen of very powerful evil people who are making use of this current situation, fear, and also when you are afraid, you tend to be in shock sometimes, some people, or you tend to not want, or you're so fed up with things that you don't think for yourself anymore. And therefore, they will tell you what to think. And since you're so numb about the situation, you just think that, oh, this is what I think because they tell me to think that way. Or they tell me that I know about this. So what I hate, and I hate listening from politicians when they say, the American people understand this. You know, whenever there's a certain thing that's unpopular, then certain issues that is not very famous, you know, with spying and all that. And can you imagine that? I see the poll that most Americans think that it's fine. Like more than 50% of Americans think that it's fine to be spying on our on American. That is absurd. And that is because some people go out there and tell you, listen, just pay attention. Do this. Oh, sorry. Just do this as an assignment, okay? Pay attention next time you turn on a TV. Whenever there's a controversial issue topic, they would first prep you by saying, the American people understand this. The American people know that we need to do spying. The American people know. And then there are American people out there, us here, who some of us who are so passive that we just take it in. It's like, oh, I'm the American people. Oh, I know that spying is okay. Oh, spying is okay. Mm-hmm. I want you to just pay attention on TV and see if this is what you hear. I just find that very offensive. Is what I find it very offensive when the government or whoever the politician tell you that this, they feed you. They said, this is what you need to think. So that is a very sneaky way of propaganda, actually. So I want you to be aware of it. I want you to be awake and think for yourself. And that is my Susie Orman segment. And I think, oh my gosh, 27 minutes of me rambling on talking about mostly political stuff. I don't know if you care. But anyway, that is my two cents because I get to spend time with Madge Weinstein over the two weekends ago, maybe, at the North Carolina. So that I got wrapped up a little bit of political juice on me. So that really, get me going. But of course, my personal issue is immigration equality. You know, you need to support that. You need to be aware of it. Immigrationequality.org. And I welcome you to go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, and leave any comment that you may have, or go to, or call 206-888-JOHN. And, send me a voice comment. I better call myself because I lost my voice comment to somebody else because I didn't use my voicemail for like up to a certain amount of time. So I better do that. I need to call myself because you guys don't call me. I need to call myself so that I can keep the same voicemail. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. And if you haven't subscribed to this show, just go to onlinepodcast.com. The easiest, simplest way of doing this is actually download iTunes from apple.com and click on the iTunes bar. And then go to my website, onlinepodcast.com. And there's on the right-hand side, there is a one-click subscription or something like that. Subscribe to online podcast via iTunes. Just click on that and you will be automatically subscribed. And the benefit of subscribing to my show is just like your magazines and your newspapers, it comes to you instead of you having to go to it. So anytime there's a new episode, it will automatically download to your computer and you will be able to enjoy it. And next week, today is Thursday. Next week on Monday, I will post the second part, finishing up the conversations with my brother and Suba about the art show. And I have lots of positive comments. Thank you so much for the comments that you've left on on my website, as well as emails. Well, I don't want to say emails. Email messages. Thank you very much. I will post that show next week. And hopefully you enjoy them as much as you did the first one. Thank you very much. Don't forget to smile, ladies. Ta-ta. And gentlemen, bye-bye.